Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 31st, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Facebook reported strong Q4 earnings, hitting 2.32 billion monthly active users, up 2.2% from 2.2 billion last quarter. The company also hit 1.52 billion daily active users from 1.49 billion last quarter for a 2% growth rate. Earnings per share were $2.38, beating expectations of $2.18. Notably, Facebook Group, its daily active users in both the U.S., Canadian, and European markets, where it earns the most money. On the profit side, Facebook brought in $6.8 billion in the quarter. Intel named Bob Swan as the company's CEO Thursday. Swan had been serving as interim CEO for 7 months after acting as chief financial officer since 2016. He was also elected to the company's board of directors. Todd Underwood, vice president of finance, will assume the interim CFO role while the company searches for a permanent CFO. Sources tell Bloomberg that Apple may put a 3D camera into new iPhones as soon as next year. New one, anyway. The rear-facing, longer-range 3D camera could be designed to scan the environment to create three-dimensional reconstructions of the real world, or AR, as we know it. Apple's upcoming system reportedly uses a laser scanner rather than the existing dot projection technology, which doesn't work as well for longer distances. Other reports point to a third, more advanced camera, enhanced photo capture tools, and a more powerful chip that Apple plans to include in the coming generations of iPhones. Research firm IDC reported Thursday that 375.4 million smartphones shipped to customers during the fourth quarter of 2018, which is down 4.9% from the Q4 of 2017's peak, and that marks the fifth consecutive quarter of declines and closed out the worst year ever for smartphone shipments. Global shipments in 2018 were down 4.1%, with a total of 1.4 billion units shipped for the full year. A conglomerate of breached addresses have resulted in a collection of 2.2 billion unique usernames and associated passwords, which are being distributed on hacker forums and torrents. Earlier this month, security researcher Troy Hunt identified collection number one, as it was known, by an anonymous creator. Now, Hunt said that represented 773 million unique usernames and passwords. Since then, more researchers have obtained and analyzed an additional database called Collections 2 through 5, totaling 845 gigabytes of stolen data and 25 billion records. Analysts at the Hasso-Plattner Institute in Potsdam, Germany, now say that the total breach represents close to three times what that original collection one had. This was first reported by the German news site Haze.de, and most of the stolen data appears to come from previous breaches of Yahoo, LinkedIn, and Dropbox. Rest in peace, Google+. soon anyway. The company announced that it will shut down the social network due to low usage and what the company calls, quote, challenges involved in maintaining a successful product that meets consumers' expectations, end quote. So beginning in February, users cannot create new Google Plus profiles or pages or communities or events. Starting April 2nd, all Google Plus accounts and pages will be deleted, along with photos and videos and all other content contributed or uploaded by Google Plus users. In other shutting down news, Ultraviolet is shutting down. More specifically, the Digital Entertainment Content Ecosystem, or DECE, which is the industry consortium behind Ultraviolet, will shut down the service on July 31st. The DECE is advising users not to delete their Ultraviolet movie libraries, asking them instead to ensure that their libraries are connected to the service with at least one retailer, which they can then use to access their movies and TV shows going forward. And finally, Uber and Cabify must both suspend their services in Barcelona in response to the regional government's impositions of limits on how both companies operate in the city, including a ruling that both Uber and Cabify can only pick up passengers after a 15-minute delay from the time they were booked. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane, and I thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.